Hi again, this is Dan Ross from the Silicon Valley Hypnosis Center, and I'm very excited to share with you one of my favorite tools. I use this one every day, many times a day, and in some ways it's kind of opposite of the first tool that I gave you. The first tool was to kind of get you some distance from your problem, to kind of dissociate from it, if that makes sense. In other words, to kind of step back and get out of it. And this one doesn't put you into your problem, but puts you more into a associated state where you're in your body and you get access to the wisdom of your body. So why this is important is sometimes we just get so caught up in what's going on in, outside us or inside of our head that we forget the wisdom and the knowledge and the value of what's our intuition and our body is trying to tell us. And so this will help you connect with that. And it's great to be able to use this to get just out of those thoughts that may have been spinning around in your head and just feel that wisdom of your body again. Sometimes, you know, there's just some real valuable information there that we're just not paying attention to because we're so caught up in the stress or the worries of the day. There is a study that was done on the nervous system, and the brain is the biggest part of the processing that takes place, but it's not the only one. There's actually inside of our digestive system, there is something called the enteric nervous system, which has, according to what I had read, the equivalent amount of neurons to the brain of a cat. So if you think about all of the things that a cat can do, there's, you know, that's quite a bit of an equivalence of information that we often don't pay attention to. Something similar with the heart. It's not quite as many neurons, but there are these huge bunches of neurons outside of our brain. And when we listen to the wisdom of our body or our intuition, then we're getting information that we might not otherwise have gotten when we just think about something. So this is something that helps put a person back in their body, and it's as simple as could possibly be, but it's extremely powerful. I've used this with people, and it has totally transformed them. So it's very simple. If you're standing, all you need to do is feel your feet on the floor or on the ground while you're standing. Just feel the feelings of them. Of course, if you're sitting, stand up. And of course, you're not doing this while you're driving. But actually feel the feeling of the pressure of your feet against the floor and the floor against your feet. Notice the temperature. Notice if there's any tingling or movement. And what you're doing with this is the feet are on the opposite part of your body from your head. So you kind of necessarily have to be out of your head to put your awareness onto your feet. And you can do this while you're standing and talking to somebody or just going about your day. And when you're connecting with your feet, you may also remember to connect with other parts of your body like your heart and your gut. Now, another one you can do while sitting is just to feel the feeling of your butt against the seat. And again, feeling the pressure, the temperature, again, any other feelings that you might have, the actual raw feelings in that area. Again, it's not thinking about, oh, my butt feels like it's in the seat. It's actually just becoming present to the actual experience of it. So just while you're doing that, of course, if you're, you know, sitting down while you're doing it, just notice what that's like. And notice when your focus is actually on there, on the actual raw feelings of your feet against the floor, your butt against the seat, it's pretty hard to be up in your head and thinking about it. Now, some people want to naturally go into their head and think about it, and that's the purpose of this practice, which is to actually just notice temperature, pressure, location, tingling, movement, throbbing, anything like that. This is really powerful. I would suggest you try this, especially if you're the type of person who tends to think about things a lot and tends to spin in thoughts in your head, and also when interacting with other people. So give this one a go. I think that you'll really enjoy this.